Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Last year's legislative session was historic by any measure, but we warned you it was just the opening scene in a multi-act drama. This week, another scene played out as the tug-of-war between the Montana courts and the legislature continues to unfold. As the nation watched Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson struggle to define what it means to be a woman, the courts in Montana continue to run interference for the Democrat Party. Republicans ran the table in the 2020 election cycle, claiming a supermajority in the Montana House of Representatives, a near supermajority in the Senate, and a solid conservative governor for the first time in 16 years. That led to the passage of a landslide of conservative bills. Conservatives cheered, liberals howled in protest, and we warned you that the battle was not over. Republicans may control the legislature and the executive branches, but Democrats are still in solid control of the courts, and as we predicted, this is where they're making their stand. Dozens of solid conservative bills have been challenged, and with a couple of exceptions, most have been overturned or in the process of being overturned by liberal judges. This week was just the latest in the continuing saga as Bozeman District Court Judge Peter Oman struck down House Bill 325, which would have put the question of eliminating at-large voting for Supreme Court candidates on the upcoming November ballot. Currently, every voter in the state gets to vote on every Supreme Court candidate. House Bill 325 would have created Supreme Court districts more representative of regional demographics. This, in theory, would have allowed more philosophical diversity on the court because liberal voters in Butte, Bozeman, Helena, and Missoula would not be able to vote on every justice. Opponents of the bill said regional justices would politicize the court, but the court's already political. They may not run with a party affiliation, but ongoing research by the Montana Family Foundation into the campaign contributions by judicial candidates show that those running for judgeships have given the vast majority of their campaign contributions to Democrats. That is certainly the case with Judge Ullman, a Bullock appointee who has donated $1,225 to Democrat candidates over the years and not a single dollar to any Republican candidate. Judges may claim political neutrality, but their donation records tell a different story. You can see for yourself at MontanaVoterGuide.com. That's MontanaVoterGuide.com. Soon, you'll also be able to see where candidates for the House and Senate stand on the issues. We'll upload that data as soon as it becomes available. For our representative republic to work, the Constitution, laws, and policies should reflect the will of the vast majority of the people. As the U.S. Supreme Court said in the case of Minnesota v. White, people who are electing judges have both the right and the responsibility to cast informed votes. Since judges run without party affiliation and refuse to answer any substantive questions, their past campaign donations are just one way to figure out who they really are. Go to MontanaVoterGuide.com and then cast an informed vote. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.